First than the first. And then it says that in your Bible? Boo, folks, tap dance around this. Boy, they wish that wasn't in there. For it would have been better for them not to know the way of righteousness than having known it to turn away. Turn away means to fall away. To fall away from the holy commandment of the Word of God delivered him. Now let me tell you exactly what that means. A person comes, he's practicing the nature and character of Satan. Put it up there, brother. He's practicing the nature and character of Satan. This is under the judgment of God's law. And there's no hedge and protection for the people who are walking after the character and nature of Satan. For deeds of the flesh. So this is what we come to repent of. That's the way the world walks and talks. This is the way we walk and talk. We used to compare ourselves among ourselves and measure ourselves by ourselves, but we didn't have understanding until we come to hear the gospel. And we hear the gospel. All right, then we come and we repent from the nature of Satan, and we receive a new mastery. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ, who leads us by His Spirit, and He leads us to put to death the deeds and character, deeds of the flesh and the character of Satan, which we've already seen yesterday. What's today, Monday? Yes, we saw it yesterday. And then we're putting this to death because we put to death the fleshly nature, the nature and character in Satan, so we'll be perfected in love, the God kind of love, divine nature, which fulfills God's law. We endure to the end. We overcome. Do you ever notice all seven churches in Revelation, they were told, He who overcomes, He who overcomes, He who overcomes. And that's not coming to church in the rain. A lot of people think that's spiritual warfare. Why now, look here, folks. So when we repent and come to the Lord with a whole heart, and then we start following, let a man be our source, and said the Spirit of God and the Word of God. And we follow Him and let Him lead us in some destructive heresy, we're not going to stand before God someday and said, well, I just didn't know. He told me, no, you're going to keep your mouth shut. Why, you're just judged. Because you are responsible for you, because you let man be your source instead of the Lord. And what this false teacher did, he got you a doctrine. He gave you a doctrine that did not conform you to godliness. You had your ears tickled so you wouldn't endure sound doctrine. You turn your ears away from the truth, and you obeying the commandments of men. And He led you from your first love back to walking and talking now, just like the world out there. The world out there, you just walk and talk just like the old neighbor next door. There's no difference. You don't do one thing different from him. You just kind of have to put on the front once in a while because you sit in a church building. And so what he does, and then you sit there and you come and you hear the Word of God, hear the Word. So once in a while you hear a few scriptures and hear the Word of God. And we're programmed to hear the Word of God and walk right out that door and shake it off like a duck, boy, shake off water. And the Word of God has no place in you. Because the only thing you're interested in is fleshly achievement. How many we'd have in Sunday school and how many we did this and nickels, noses, and numbers, and nobody's life changed because the Lord doesn't have their heart. And you've been led at your fleshly achievements. You're fulfilling men's visions and dreams while they're all wanting to look good at some headquarters or something like that. Then they get into a bigger position. Politics. The blind lead the blind to the pit. And then you first had the Word of God and then you turned from it. It'd been better off if you'd never had the Word of God to begin with, to turn back and turn and walk and talk like the world, because what has happened, you sit there in that Word of God and you've hardened, you resist the Word, you resist the Word, you resist the Word because the doctrine has your heart, your carnal doctrine. You resist the Word and resist the Word till no longer the Word can no longer work in your heart. Your heart has become so hardened. And so when the Word can no longer work in your heart, you cannot be purified, you cannot be perfected in love, you cannot be sanctified, and you have committed the sin unto death. That's on those tapes that how the churches failed to fulfill the law of Christ and explain a lot more detail than I'm here. then I'll have time this week. Now, this is what, see, when you repent and turn from the nature of Satan and the flesh, this false teacher leads you back in the deeds and works of the flesh. Look what it says. Verse 21. It'd been better for you not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn from the holy commandment. Were we talking about the holy commandment? Delivered them. It's happened to them as a true, according to the true proverb, a dog. When you turn from sin and then turn back to it, it's this sin of the flesh. It's like a dog returning to its own vomit. It's like a pig or a sow after washing. Are we supposed to be washed with the Word of God? Sure, and cleansed, and then run and jump right back in the pig pen again. The world, and away is the world. When you build your treasures here, Jesus doesn't have your heart. Men in selfish ambition who lead congregations and act doctrines that do not conform to godliness are building their treasures right here. They're worldly minded, and they're devoid of the truth. They can tell you every historical revelation there is in this Bible. They can quote it, they can come, you get some truth, but they're holding a dead book in their hands right there. It's historical revelation. It's a dead book. But you can be really impressed by their historical knowledge, historical revelation. Now we're back in 2 Timothy. All right, 2 Timothy 3, verse 13. But evil men and imposters are going to proceed from bad to worse. They're deceiving and being deceived. You know what a deceived person's going to do? He's going to deceive you. Amen? Now watch what a deceived person, where he's walking and what he leads you into. Verse 5. Back up to verse 5. They're just holding to a what? You know, a form of godliness. You know what a form of godliness is? A form of godliness is a broad road to hell. It's a narrow way, and a gate is small that leads to eternal life. And few are those who are going to find it. Or many are going to go the broad road to destruction and hell. And that's what a form of godliness. A form of godliness misses a mark. A form of godliness is another Jesus and another gospel. Holding to a form of godliness, although they've denied its power, and that's not talking about signs and wonders. That's talking about power, the word to change your life. And it says right here, when you find folks like this, go be a lighthouse. No, it says avoid such men as these. Amen? All right, now what is these imposters and have the form of godliness? What kind of fruit are they going to bear? You reckon they'll bear this kind of fruit right up here? The fruit of Satan, the fruit of the character and nature of Satan? The false church absolutely will. That's what she produces. Now look up there in verse 2. For men will be lovers of self. You know what lovers of self is? Look at me, folks. That's what you're supposed to repent it from. Self-love, selfishness, and self-centeredness, and self-worship when you come to Jesus. But there's still a form of godliness that lets you still walk there. You still walk after selfishness. And you still walk after self-centeredness. And this, you be lovers of self, which means you're a lover. Lover of flesh, you're a lover of the nature and character of Satan. You hadn't truly repented. What else are you going to be? Lovers of money, there is greed. Their heart loves greed. They're boastful, there is a pride. And then arrogant, revilers. In other words, when someone comes against you, come against them. A few of them there is unholy, going to be unloving, going to be gossips. Do not have self-control. That's what a form of godliness produces. All right, then, when the people that walk in a form of godliness, that does not conform me to God, stay without understanding, and there you see it in verse 7. They're always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Let me explain to you why. Look at me here. Folks, now look right here. If anyone has a carnal doctrine that does not conform you to God, if they capture you by the rules of men, do this, and you'll say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then when this doctrine captures your heart, then you're not led by the Spirit of God to put to death the deeds of the flesh, which we've been seeing in the Word. So you're not being perfected in love. So then you're sitting there being religious, and you're still producing the same fruit you always produced, which you're supposed to repent it from: greed, pride, selfishness, self-centeredness, and self-love. And you're finding your security right here. When you find your security right here in a doctrine that does not conform your godliness, you cannot be led to the other parts of the Word, which will lead you out of spiritual darkness and lead you into truth. So you stay right there blinded in a veil right in front of your face, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's the broad road to hell.